listener production.
An early start to round four of the Banjos Bakery SFL with Sorrell and Brighton meeting on Anzac Day. Tube speaks with the coaches of the teams ahead of the clash. The Eagles' Simon Harris details what is being built off the field that he hopes will lead to on-field success, whilst Robin's frontman Paul Kennedy speaks about his side being compared to the Eagles and outlines why Anzac Day is especially meaningful to him and his side. The LJ Hooker Pinnacle Property SFL clash follows the men's game, with Gemma Smith from the Robins and Lee Silpietro giving a preview of their match. This is Tube Spin on Sport.
Gemma Smith from the Brighton Football Club. How's your season been so far, Gem? I know you're not playing, you're injured, but you're very much a massive part of the Brighton Robins.
I've got along to a lot of the games and you can just see the progress that the team has made. You know, last year was a bit difficult, but they've took a lot out of that and put it into this year. And we even got a win on the board, which was great to see. We've got a lot of new key players. We've got Michaela Booth in the midfield. She's an absolute gun. She moves the ball really quick. And then we've got Ellie in the forward and she's incredible. You know, she knows her task and she gets the job done. So,
what's Ellie's last name?
Hendricks.
We love seeing the Brighton Robins up and about. I know last year was a bit of a battle for you personally, given your injury. How's that all coming along?
It is coming along well. I hope to get out and play a few games around July, so I'm looking forward to that. And the girls are as well. They're getting around me a lot, which is good. So just ease myself back into training now and hope for the best.
You're playing on Anzac Day. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot for the club. The girls are really excited to be involved, so it's going to be a good game, I reckon.
Bit of a tight turnaround. Is there any injury concerns for the Brighton Robins?
There are a couple, but apart from that, we are coming along well, so.
This week against the Southeast Suns, what are you expecting?
I'm expecting them to come out hard. I don't think they've got a win yet, so they're definitely going to move the ball quickly, I think, and they're going to come out hard, so we just need to set up a bit better and hopefully get the win.
Chance for your second win of the season. It's been a long time coming for the Brighton Robins females program. Last year was a tough year with a lot of heavy losses, but this year you've already got a win on the board so early in the season. Can you get two in as many weeks?
The girls are looking forward to it, so if they put their head in the game and set a goal, I reckon we can achieve that, and I do believe we can get the win.
Any changes to the team this week?
Not really, no. We've got a few under-18s coming up to help out, so they're looking forward to it as well, and it's a good chance for them to get a taste of women's footy. So,
Gem, all the very best with recovery. Hopefully we see you running around for the Brighton Robins in a few weeks' time.
Thank you.
So you're new to the Southeast Suns, Lisa Leno. How's the atmosphere at the Southeast Suns?
Look, it's really exciting. We're going through a bit of a rebuild phase and we're looking forward to some new opportunities. We've got a lot of new players, a lot of fresh blood, some older players coming back as well. And this is all tying in with the Masters as well, which is coming in 2024, which is really exciting for women.
So excited for women's Masters too, because those players have been pretty much the backbone of the SFL for the last few years. Getting to that more seasoned aged and more seasoned campaigners needing a little bit of a spell in the Masters. How are the Southeast Suns going this season?
Look, we haven't come off with a win yet, but we had a really good game on the weekend. Got a couple of points on the board as well, which is really exciting for the girls. We're hoping that we can make a little bit of a difference this weekend, or tomorrow, I should say.
Tomorrow, that's right. Playing on Anzac Day, what does that mean to the group?
Look, I think this is a really important day for a lot of people. It holds something really special. Personally, for me, I'm a member of the Defence Force, so it's really close to my heart. So it'll be an honour to actually get out there on the field and represent the Suns.
Acknowledgement and commemoration of those that have sacrificed their lives, of course, and those that continue to sacrifice for us so that we can live in this wonderful country. What does footy mean to you, Lee?
Oh, gosh, where do I start? I wake up, I live and breathe footy. So it's really important to me. I think it's really important for a lot of people just to make those connections, just to have something to look forward to, you know, the social atmosphere. But for those who have a bit of a competitive streak, you know, it covers that as well.
And it's about community too for you, is it?
Oh, absolutely, well and truly. Yeah, yeah.
What do you do in the Defence Force?
I'm a mixed bag, actually, so I'm pretty lucky. I'm a combat medical attendant, a clerk as well, but I've also had opportunities where I've been a vet assistant with the military working dogs.
Amazingly. Well, thank you for your service. All the very best tomorrow. Is there anyone I should be watching from the Southeast Suns as I commentate?
Oh, I reckon there are a couple. Look out for our ruck. And you'll see me in the back line, so hopefully I might stand out. but my daughter's playing as well, so I've got to give her a plug. So,
what's your daughter's name?
Her name's Kira.
Well, how great is that? We've got a mother-daughter combo playing for the Southeast Suns on Anzac Day. All the very best, and thanks for taking the time to chat to me.
Thanks so much, Tubes. Thank you.
Simon Harris, to play on Anzac Day first up, what does that mean to you and your group?
Oh, I think it's really important for our footy club. It's a privilege to play on such a day we celebrate as Australians, and it's an opportunity for us to stamp our own Anzac authority on the game and put our best foot forward like we have in the last 3 weeks.
How are the Cyril Footy Club shaping up this year? A little bit of personnel changes at the club, obviously your first year at coach. Yeah. The season so far, how would you rate it?
Yeah, look, we're probably where we thought we'd be. And we've brought some personnel in that we needed to fill some holes. And look, you know, the first couple of weeks have been great, but we're 4 weeks in. Our young talent of Huey Byers and Jet Moore and Shane Henderson and Kobe Bennett, look, they're starting to find their feet. On the back of our experienced players of Bob Jones and Adrian Butterworth and Brock Daniels, last year's William Leach medalist, has been an absolute standout. And we're jumping on the back of that. But look, our performances are great. We reinvented the wheel a little bit in the pre-season. We ran for a certain amount of time and then we wanted 30 quarters of footy under our belt before our first practice game. So we tried something different. To date, it's worked. But as I said, you don't play finals footy in April. We've got some goals in mind and we'll keep working towards that as the season goes on.
Got a pretty potent forward line too, Simon?
Yeah, Jacob Sawford down there and Jacob Smith, Corey Murfitt's down there as well, Huey Byers and Shane Henderson. So they're a scary unit and we also roll some midfielders through there as well. But with our midfield depth and our forward line, we wanted a potent forward line. You know, we thought we could stand up in the midfield and lucky enough, we had a guy walk off the street. You know, you always want to toss up a gem and we had a guy called Darren Westcott walk over from the caravan park in one of our practice games and Peel Thunder guy, played Peel Thunder, fantastic footballer, and said, can I have a kick? He had 35 touches that night and we just dropped our jaws and went, wow. So, you know, it's one of those gems you turn over and you're grateful for, and he's been really good acquisition for our footy club.
Isn't that unbelievable? And it's about the environment you create for these people to stick around and want to be a part of it. What's it like off-field at the moment at the Cyril Football Club?
Look, it's a great culture. It's a great environment to be around. I'm really big on sharing the love. We work together, we sweat together, we do all the work together, and I'm really big on the players having a group hug when we leave the track, and players in a happy environment play great footy. So at the moment, it's fantastic. Our culture's always been great, but we've gone another level with that. And just our happiness around the place, a really clean, good environment creates good footballers, and we're really happy where we sit at the moment with that.
I absolutely love that because you know a little bit about me, I'm sure, Harry, yeah. About how much I love community football and about how the footy club for me when I was growing up was always a community hub. So is that something you're trying to create for that community at Sorrel? Because you've got a big community.
Absolutely. You look at the Signet game, we were right in it to three-quarter time, and you look in the wet area just after you walk away from your huddle and you go, this guy's in the crowd that we haven't seen for 10, 15 years. And we're bringing people back through the gates that are supporting our club. And they might have always followed us from afar, but now they're coming through the gates to watch our young brigade go about their business. And it's wonderful. We are all about our community as a club. And we want to represent our community to the best of our ability, and we're doing that so far. So it's been pleasing.
You've certainly got a president who drives that too. How Absolutely. Big a part of the on-field performance is Robbie Isles?
Oh, Robbie's fantastic. Robbie and I had done a mountain of work in the off-season. You know, Robbie was by my side by side through all our meetings and so forth, and obviously our recruiting drive as well. And he's a fantastic figure to have around our football club. You know, yes, he's the face of Banjos, but he's also the face of our club as well. And he's a great president.
This weekend against the Brighton Robins, they're fit, they're fast, they've had a couple of good wins, they've had a struggle loss against Lindisfarne, who I think will be up thereabouts along with Signet and Humeville. What are you expecting from the Robins this weekend?
Yeah, look, it's the side that knocked us off in 2023 and ended our finals campaign, so we've got a point to prove to ourselves. They're a great side. You know, Darcy Gardner, Max Lamb, and Max Lamb's probably the barometer. Got to keep in close check. If you do that, you're in the game, but we'll back our troops. They're a great side. We respect them. But for us as a unit, we've got a little bit to prove to ourselves too from last year. As I said, you know, two rounds out last year, they ended our finals campaign, and we really want to play finals footy this year. There's no doubt about that. And that's the goals that we've set, and we'll put our best foot forward on Thursday and redeem ourselves.
We saw Lindisfarne, as I said, beat the Robins a couple of weeks ago. Did you watch that game and take anything away from that as far as trying to keep Max Lamb quiet, trying to keep Darcy Gardner quiet?
Yeah, I don't think you can keep Darcy Gardner quiet. You can try. He's a great player. Max Lamb, as I said, he's a barometer. You've got to have one behind him and one in front of him, and then one floating across him, and you've got to just really cut his running patterns down. You can do that, you're in the game. But he's a quality player that must be watched.
Surely you've got someone who's going to get the job on Darcy Gardner.
Got plan A, B and C on that one, but you know, we'll see what happens on Thursday. We'll back our troops in early and then we'll obviously go to plan B and C if required.
Well, you're keeping the cards close to your chest there, Simon, not letting me in on anything there, but all the very best and I'll see you at the footy.
Thanks, Jeeves. Thanks, mate.
Paul Kennedy from the Brighton Robins along with your lovely daughter Alice. Hello, Alice.
Hello.
How old are you?
8.
Excellent. And what grade are you in?
3.
And who's your teacher?
Mr. Mack.
And what's your favourite sport?
Gymnastics.
Excellent. Love that. Can you cartwheel?
Yes.
Amazing. Really?
She doesn't stop cartwheeling.
Never. Well, you know your dad's an absolute superstar. He's the coach of the Brighton Robins. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat to me.
A pleasure, Tubes. You know that.
I've loved watching your development as a coach over the last few years that you've been in Tassie, PK. You're well respected around the traps as far as coaching prowess goes. How's your season so far?
It's been an interesting one so far because obviously we played Hobart first round, who are, you know, just building back up from recess. And then we play Lindisfarne, who are primed and, you know, ready to contend. And then we have New Norfolk, who, again, are a sort of team rebuilding. And now we get Sorrel, who are a really exciting team on the rise as well. So it's been a little bit of a roller coaster, but it's just learning. Even on the weekend where we had a big win, we had a good 15 minutes of video, just all learning in there. And we're rolling out 12 blokes, 20 and under in the senior team. So they really are kids. And they're keen to learn, keen to work. So that's all it is, mate. Every week we've just got to keep getting better. As much as that sounds like a cliche, that's where we're at.
I don't think the score in that Lindisfarne reflected where you were at. I think there were a number of skill errors from my perspective as a commentator watching that game. I think you were in it more than the scoreboard suggested. What were your learnings from that game?
You can have games where your skills are off and, you know, you kick 7 goals, 17, you waste chances, but the way you defend can't drop away because you get discouraged. And it's something the group's been really good at the last 2 years of really ignoring the scoreboard and just playing the way we want to play, and in particular being hard to play against. In that game, Lindisfarne had 2 runs of about 15 minutes each where they kicked 12 of their 16 goals. Had we been able to dig in a bit more, we would have been right in that game of footy. So we're really disappointed, but at the same time, we came out of it saying, right, well, there's an area we need to fix, and it's good that it got exposed early in the season.
I came into the room immediately after the game, and you could see the disappointment on the faces of your players. How have you invested in that buy-in from the players? How have you made the players buy in like that?
I'm pretty fortunate in that if you look down our team sheet, there's a lot of one-point players. They're Brighton boys, they're from Bridgewater, they're from nearby, from Honeywood, from Tea Tree. They're Brighton boys. They love their club. They're very connected with each other. And when I first went and met with the playing group before I even signed, I was pretty honest. I said, look, I don't want to coach a drinking club with a football problem. If you guys want to play social footy, that's all good, but I'm not the coach for you. And over that next weekend, I had a whole bunch of them ring me, message me and say, we don't want to be that team anymore that's easy to beat, that's a bit of a joke to other teams. We want to be good. And they've followed through on their word, and so I'm pretty lucky as a coach.
This weekend, you face Sorrel, whose season you ended last year in the finals. They're at a similar stage of their development, I think, on the cusp of being a really quality SFL side wanting to play finals. What do you expect from them this weekend?
Yeah, well, I mean, our aim this year is like Lindisfarne, Cygnet, Huonville. We want to show we can beat the big boys, and I reckon Sorrel would be having the same conversations at their club. Yeah, I love the way they've gone about it. The last couple of years, they've lost some real top-end talent, but they've brought in a lot of young guys who are really hungry and fit, play exciting footy. The people I speak to, they're like, oh yeah, they're a lot like you guys. And we were having a chat last week in the lead up to the New Norfolk game about rivalries, because obviously that's a bit of a historic one. But a couple of our players said, as it is right now, our biggest rivalry is Sorrel, because those games are always close. Yeah, we're similar spots on the ladder and there's plenty of mates between the two teams, but on the field, it's pretty willing and it's great. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow and I know our guys are really enthusiastic about it.
About tomorrow, Anzac Day, what does that mean to you to play on such a auspicious day?
Yeah, it means a lot. My name's Paul Roland Kennedy. Rolly Freeman was my great uncle who fought at Gallipoli, fought in France, fought at Bruges Fields. So I guess from a very young age, I learnt about that sort of stuff. I think the big thing is to reflect that, you know, I talk about our team having 12 guys, 20 and under, and we say how young it is. Well, hundreds of thousands, millions of young men aged 20 and under went away to war and died. And in places around the world, it's still happening. And we're very fortunate that at the moment in Australia, our young men and women aren't being sent away, not in significant numbers anyway. And I think perhaps we've got to have a steely resolve to make sure that it stays that way. There's conflicts brewing around the world, and do we want to get drawn into a faraway war where our young people are dying without it being a good reason for to defend our country?
Well, all the best tomorrow. PK, thank you so much for joining me.
Always great to chat to your Tubes.
Thanks, Alice.